and throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Coming to the far sideline, down to the 45 to the 40. 35-30. Is there a flag on the play? I don't see one. 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown! Tennessee scores!
Hear the sun's burning fog off the Tennessee. The Vol Navy's making waves and it's orange they bleed. Nation's tailgating and the raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar. When the boys find the checkerboard, the big orange is back. It's a fact. Volunteers, where you at? Get loud, stay in practice.
What's up, y'all? It's been a while.
It's been too long.
Way too long.
It's been a minute. The longest part of the year is the time frame between football season. Would you all agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Agree. The longest 47 months of my life.
47 months.
Yeah, that wait is officially over. Little League is in full swing. I'm treating that like a national championship every week. Coaching Little League, I didn't think I would take it this serious, but I am. We're extremely close to high school ball. Josh, I know you're taking that very serious.
Oh, absolutely.
Josh, coaches at Wartburg. Spur, are you doing the commentating?
I'll be there. I'll be PA announcer again. Confirmed that last night.
Out of jail.
Out of jail.
For now.
Yep. College football just around the corner. Obviously, NFL is 20 days until it's football time in Big Orange Country.
That's right. We're back. We're ready to make season three, our best one yet. So get ready to go Vols deep.
Vols deep. Every week.
Vols deep. Season three, episode one now in present tense. A lot of the same sponsors, quite a few new ones. We look forward to telling you all about them throughout this episode and for many more weeks to come as we'll run this show all through the end of football season, which is then the most depressing time of year.
Another 47 months.
New
it's the
season.
Worst time of year, man.
Yeah, it's awful.
Nothing on TV.
But new season, new graphics. We got new camera. Well, we got one new camera. We're still waiting on a part in the mail for the other one.
When we get it, you're going to see us in high definition. And that's scary enough as it is.
We apologize in advance.
Yep, hurry up, Amazon, please. Same old ugly faces. I guess that's why our audio versions of the podcast are so popular. Let's get after it.
Let's do it.
Coming up on the Vols Deep podcast tonight, we'll have Start Bench Cut brought to you by Orange Shield Insurance, aka Stephen Hensley. New name, same great service.
Still the best in the business.
What doesn't Stephen do? Realty, insurance, Vol Navy parties, great friend.
Vol Navy party, you gotta be my favorite.
Vol Navy party.
Ready for that too.
Oh, absolutely. Cannot wait.
We have the Duel, definitely a listener favorite. That's going to be sponsored by 865 Exteriors for the second year in a row. We'll then transition into One Word, which is sponsored by our new partner, Frank's Fix-It Shop. We love Frank's Fix-It Shop. Another brand new sponsor, MBM Heating and Air, will provide our keys to the game segment. Until we have a game, we'll have other great content for you during that segment. Last but certainly not least, Hound Dogs Knoxville will once again sponsor our football pick'em segment, which is our most popular segment before, probably during and after the show. A great chance to win a gift card to the best Vol merchandise store in Tennessee. But right now, we have our news and notes segment presented by our great friends at Freedom Motors. Go see Chris Looper. 135 South Charles Boulevard in Clinton. Fantastic guy. Honest. Also a two-year sponsor. 865-269-4090 is the number to call.
And he can get you in a vehicle, new or used, and it's an excellent car lot. Go check out Chris Looper there.
Yeah, we're live on Facebook, YouTube. Also live on TikTok. TikTok gets behind the scenes. Look, they don't like letting us stream there. So if you're on TikTok and you want the full effect, just search us on YouTube or Facebook under Vols Deep Podcast.
Might be a little unfiltered sometimes.
A little bit.
A lot. Screw you, Ohio State.
A little bit. If you can't watch the entire show, it will be uploaded on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, every podcast platform on the market. We are there. Let's go ahead and check the comment boxes.
Chase said he got his hat, and he loves it. So hats and shirts have been sent all over the country this past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we hit like all the states. I should have counted and seen, but it was a lot of orders.
Got family in Florida and El Paso, Texas. They both love theirs.
Yeah, I know it was like $400 worth of shipping I paid, so a lot of hats.
Yeah. We'll get some more.
Dakota, can't repeat that, but I agree. Austin Hensley says, go Vols. Jesse Cooper says, it's that time again. Jonathan says it's almost football time in Tennessee. Jamie says, what's up, fellas? Go Vols. Mason says, always go Vols deep.
Absolutely.
I agree.
The only one way to go.
Do it right or don't do it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried 286 hearts on TikTok so
keep
far.
Them coming.
We appreciate y'all very much. Jamie says he needs a hat. I had no idea they was going to sell like that, but we will order more. Let's go ahead and get into news and notes. Boo Carter is in full swing now.
Well, that's good news for us. You know, that was a big mess there for a little while. You know that more than anybody, Luke. So
having a fully committed Boo
Carter. I'm just happy to be alive.
Yeah, having a fully committed Boo Carter is pivotal to this team. Coach Hopwell said it. There is no one player bigger than the Power T. However, we've got to have elite talent on the field at all times.
Still
got
to have the athletes, man.
Boo's going to play both sides of the ball, I think, a little bit. I think he's going to play more defense, more than offense. It's just a personal opinion. He's not Travis Hunter, though. Let's just be honest about it. He's not on Travis Hunter's level. However, he's still very important to this team, and we need his leadership. We need his experience, and we need his attitude to be right. So, Boo, glad to see you back out there. We'll be yelling for you come August 30th.
Yeah, huge wake-up call. The rumors were crazy. A lot of facts in there, but a lot of just rumors as well. But he's on the team. I fully expect a Boo Carter with a chip on his shoulder this year.
Go out there and prove it. That's all we can say.
Go earn it, man.
Yep.
Other news, Tennessee and the Vol Network have announced they're getting rid of Vol Calls, a very popular Wednesday night show done at Calhoun's on the River, where fans could attend the show. They could call in to talk to the coaches. They could ask questions in person, whether it be basketball or football. That's officially over. How long did that run?
30 years.
That's insane.
30 years for Vol Calls. And, you know, personally, that one hurts because it was one of those rare opportunities where you could go to, well, most recently Calhoun's on the River, and actually sit down and talk to the coaches and meet them and everything. I'll never forget going there just last season. And Coach Kelly Harper come and sat at my table and had dinner with me and the family that was there. And that was just a unique opportunity because where else do you get that? I met Coach Hopple there. I met Coach Barnes. And that's gone. But let's be honest about it. Call-in shows are ratings nightmares. Mm-hmm. We try to take calls on this show itself, and it's just it just doesn't work because
– somebody tried to sell us a tractor.
Somebody else sells a tractor. They'll spend 15 minutes asking each of us how we're doing. We're doing fine, guys. You don't have to ask us. We're doing good. So I understand the reasoning, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the Vol Network puts out next.
Yeah, the new Vol Network schedule will go as follows. Monday, you'll have the Mike Keith show. He'll be with the coaches, and it'll be – oh, sorry, that will be called Monday Meetings. I apologize. Thursday will be the Mike Keith show. That'll be a weekly basis. Friday will be the Everything Orange podcast, which tells the unknown stories from VFLs. Saturday we'll have Volunteer Game Day, which will be hosted by Mike Keith, Brittany Tarwater, and Heath Shuler. Sunday we'll have Brent Hubbs and the Voice of the Vols rewinding each week of UT Athletics.
We got a lot going on now, man. You know, we had Vol Calls before, and we had a few other things, but Mike Keith taking over here, he's doing a lot, man.
Yeah. Having Mike Keith is going to elevate the Vol Network to the next level. I'm excited to see what he brings to radio and TV. I think we're going to have a lot more digital content, though. He's going to use YouTube. He's going to use TikTok. He's going to use Facebook. He's going to hurt small guys like us. I'm saying we're small.
I know.
We're saying we're small, but.
I know you loved Bob, but. You could tell he was starting to get a little burnt out.
Bob, golly, don't get me started on Bob. enjoy your retirement, Bob. thank you for your service. We wish you best on your future endeavors. Mike Keefe is a future of Duval Network, and I can't wait to see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, Tennessee, they're set to announce the brand new apparel deal next week. For several weeks, maybe even months now, it seems like forever, the rumor mill has been in full effect. But guys and gals, go ahead and gear up for Adidas.
I wore it today.
Spur.
I wore it today just for that reason. I had to dig this.
What's that like, 2012? Or
I don't know how old this shirt is.
I don't know if I even have anything Adidas anymore because, one, you know, I gained 100 pounds since we was in Adidas. But I'm a Nike guy, man. I always have been.
I love my Nike. I think I bought this at Goodwill last year, to be honest with you. But it's Adidas. I don't like this shirt particularly, but their new stuff has been much better. This is not the same Adidas as 10 years ago. So,
and they're going to make us the face.
They are. We're going to be their flagship. And let's be honest, Nike never was all of all. Nike has so many other things.
Yeah, they did not care about
Tennessee.
They didn't
care about Tennessee, no.
The money itself that Adidas is going to give Tennessee is unreal, man. That's unheard of money for.
Yeah, and Adidas will definitely make us their number one.
As long as they don't trot us out there like they did Texas A&M.
And I think, I mean, Adidas gear is much better than it was.
Exactly, 10 years
versus
ago.
Versus what you were wearing. Miami's uniforms look awesome. Yeah, I love Miami. Kansas look good. I honestly don't. You know, I hate Texas A&M basketball uniforms. They look like soccer jerseys. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind their football uniforms. I'm not really looked to see who all has Adidas, but I know Tennessee will be
the
number one school. Under Armour. Under Armour.
But let's be honest about it. It's about time for a clearance sale, so Nike stuff's going to be cheap. Place to go to get your clearance items and your new Adidas items, Hound Dogs of Knoxville. So quick shout out for them. So be looking out for the new apparel. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, they got some clearance racks over there right now. They hit it up the other day.
Yeah, I would say this will probably be a decline in sales for a lot of shops.
Yeah.
Chase says, what's up? No Vol call, says Denny. Yep, that's the news. Mason says the news about Chris Brazel is unfortunate. It is.
We may talk about it a little bit.
I haven't really decided if I want to because I kind of want the full story, and there's – in this world of social media, you're guilty before proven innocent.
I'll just say this. They'll handle it internally, and we won't notice a difference on the field. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I don't think anything will come of it.
Ricky Wayne says, Vol Network needed a shakeup. Looking forward to something fresh and Mike Keith.
They need Duval's deep is what they needed. See, they went out and got Mike Keith. So I guess it's a fair trade.
Carlos says, Vamos Vols.
Vamos Vols.
We got Aloha from Hawaii. Proud you guys are back. Thank you for listening. What part of Hawaii are you in?
It's your home away from home.
Speaking of the Vol Network, there is
Miss Hawaii.
Almost Falls.
Almost Falls.
Carlos Lopez.
Yep. That's what I just said, Spur.
Yep. We talk about the Vol Network, he pops up.
We got a Vols record prediction on TikTok. 1,700 likes already on there. We appreciate y'all very much. We'll get into some predictions later on.
Sorry.
We'll talk about the scrimmage. Vols for Life Charles wants to know about the scrimmage. We'll talk about that later as well. Actually, let's go ahead and talk about it now.
Let's go ahead.
they scrimmaged yesterday, a huge day for every player, especially the quarterbacks. Who's going to be quarterback one? I mean, we always hear about the QB battles almost every year. This is a true quarterback battle.
Yeah.
It is. I predict it's going to be Joey Aguilar, and I'll tell you why I think it's going to be that. Heupel always seems to go of experience over youth. And Joey Aguilar has the experience that he's going to be a senior. He's thrown for more than 3,000 yards the past 2 years. And we brought him in for a reason. Markley Gooden McIntyre may get some playing time. I wouldn't rule out a two-quarterback system, especially a couple of these early games like ETSU. I wouldn't be surprised if we see all three. So it'll be interesting, but I think Joey Aguilar is getting a start against Syracuse.
I don't think we'll have a two-quarterback system unless the wheels fall off against Syracuse. If that's the case, then we probably should go with the number two guy anyway. But yeah. I think it'll be Joey Aguilar as well. You got to go with experience. You know, Aguilar, he come from App State, you know, or UCLA, but App State was his home before that. And he played a lot of SEC teams. He played a lot of big-name programs. So he's a senior now. He can read a defense. And with Heupel, I think those turnovers come way down, and I think we might see something special out of him.
What do you think, Valdaddy? Let's hear it.
George McIntyre looked the best yesterday.
Did he?
But he didn't go with the ones. Mm-hmm. So we need to see him with the ones. Joey Aguilar did throw a pick six, actually to Chris Brazel's brother.
Okay.
So, but the run game looked good. The defense looked great. We expect that. But apparently there was a lot of penalties. It was sloppy. I mean, we got one more scrimmage, and then it's mock game week. So it's here. It's so coming, this scrimmage is going to tell a lot. It's going to tell a lot.
Three weeks.
Eric says Mililani, Hawaii. That's where I lived for like 2 years. So, yeah, I miss it. Chase says Joey has better stats than Hooker had before he came to UT. And look what Hooker did. I think we'll have a better quarterback in Joey than we had last year in Nico.
Time will tell. Yeah. Time will tell. We definitely have more experience. Joey's more experienced than the quarterback we won't name anymore. But can he be a Hendon Hooker? We'll find out.
I mean,
I think this style of offense will do well for Joey Aguilar.
Heupel's a quarterback guru, they say. So, only time will tell.
We'll see.
He's gonna take care of the ball. He can't have the turnovers.
TikTok giving me trouble. I'm trying to log in. Tennessee basketball released their SEC schedule. The Vols travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Texas comes to Knoxville. We travel to Gainesville. Texas A&M comes here. Kentucky comes here. We go to Alabama on the road. We got Georgia on the road. Auburn and Ole Miss come to Knoxville. We then travel to Kentucky, Mississippi State. LSU and Oklahoma come to us. Vols travel to Vandy, Missouri. Alabama comes here. We travel to South Carolina. Vandy comes here. It's a hell of a year to be a season ticket holder.
That's some big games, man. There's going to be some big games at the Food City Center over there.
A whole new team, but what a schedule. Hey, don't forget, Duke coming to TBA for an exhibition game.
I've seen that,
preseason.
Man.
So it's exciting. A packed schedule. Get tickets while you can. If you don't have them, you better get them as soon as they go on sale.
Do you know yours?
Nope. Whoops.
You never know what it's going to be Rick's last year either, so.
That's true.
Might as well enjoy the ride.
He's quietly built a loaded roster, mm-hmm. man. We ain't going to have that issue of depth like we did last year, I think.
Then even last year, too, you know, he was sneaky, mm-hmm. sneaky, a lot better than I thought it was going to be last year.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 2,000 likes on TikTok. Preston says his dogs by 50 hat looks better.
He's smoking something.
You all copied that, that's for sure.
He got some grass from a Georgia player or something.
Yeah, you all copied that. All-American Jermall McCoy coming off an ACL injury practiced on Friday. Huge news if you're a Tennessee fan. The defense will need to carry us in a lot of games. That's the expectation anyway. And in order for that to happen, we need Jermall.
Yeah, this defense can be excellent, but we need McCoy, especially for that week three game against Georgia.
I think this defense is going to be better than it was last year.
I do too.
We lost James Pierce Jr., and that's a huge loss, don't get me wrong. But we also replaced him with Josephs and so a bunch of younger guys too. So, I mean, I think we're going to be just fine. Plus, you know, the linebackers are a year older, a year wiser. I'm ready for it, man.
This secondary should be one of the best in the country.
It should be. According to Austin Price, he still thinks it's going to be around the Georgia game for him to go full go.
Perfect.
But Georgia game's early.
It is.
So we shall see. Mike Matthews getting back full health. I was going to brag on Chris Brazel, but we'll wait on that.
I know I'm going
to we'll put a pin in that one.
Chase says Grandpa Rick knows what he's doing. I agree. The Deacon.
Agree.
Jordan says, what's up, boys? What's up? Thanks for listening to us. Huh?
So we're back.
We are back. That's right. All right. Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep podcast. We're huge fans of what Chris Looper does at Freedom Motors. He flat out gets the job done. He's a great person, diehard Tennessee fan, and a good friend. We're going to hit a commercial. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep Freedom Motors. check the score. We gonna be on top. We're all gonna bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're all gonna bring it on. We're all gonna bring it on. The Vol Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all gonna bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all gonna bring it on. Bring it on. Butch and crew.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
All right, we are back with the first episode of Season 3. We're going to hit... Oh, shoot. I got out of order here somehow.
We are not back yet, then.
Yeah, we are back.
Okay.
We got start bench cut. Sorry, I thought the duel. We changed up the order to all this. So that brings us to start bench cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Stephen is the man. We can all vouch for that. He'll do anything in the world for you. He'll be honest. If he can't get the deal done, or if your rates are better than what he can do, he's going to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, or if you just have questions and need advice, give Orange Shield Insurance a call. Stephen Hensley will help you out.
Ain't nothing that man can't do, man. He's all over the place.
He'll sell you a house, too, if you want one.
He will do that. All right. Let's hit start bench cut number one. Start bench cut, these former Tennessee quarterbacks, T. Martin, Heath Shuler, Hendon Hooker.
That's a tough one to start off the year, man.
It was, but I think it's pretty easy for me.
I'm going to start T. Martin. You know, he was the quarterback that led us to our national title, our last national title. I'm going to go Hendon Hooker. I'm going to bench him. He brought us back to where we need to be, where we are currently. And I love Heath Shuler, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to cut him.
Josh has the right order because T. Martin brought us that national championship. You can't not start the national championship quarterback. So T. Martin gets a start. Hendon Hooker has pretty much helped bring Tennessee back to the promised land, him with Coach Heupel. Without Hendon Hooker, I'm not sure where we'd be right now. These fan base would have given up on Coach Heupel had it not been for those first couple years of Hendon Hooker. And I'm gonna cut Heath Shuler. Love Heath Shuler, but it's been a long time.
I do like seeing a quarterback wear the number 21, you know.
I'm going to get some hate on this.
No, you're not.
Full recency bias, I'm starting Hendon Hooker.
All right.
Just recency bias. Right, beat Florida, beat Bama, just took us out of full depression. Yeah. Destroyed LSU. If it wasn't for getting hurt at South Carolina, he would have been in New York for the Heisman.
He still should have been.
So out of recency bias, I've got to go Hendon Hooker. But I'm going to bench T. Martin, 98. You can't – that's all you need to say. He got it done. And I'm going to cut Heath Shuler. I've seen the film, seen the highlights. Heath Shuler was amazing, but I'm too young to remember. So, again, recency bias.
I'm going to say I don't believe Hendon Hooker's going to have a very long NFL career. It's just not going well for him up there in Detroit.
Not with Detroit.
He didn't look good at all yesterday.
He can become a journeyman.
Did not look good at all yesterday.
No, he didn't.
Dobbs had a nice little scramble.
Dobbs did.
He sure did. Antonio says T all day, but Hooker's my guy.
We can all agree on that.
Thank you for listening to us, Antonio. Sonny says, good evening. Go Vols. Tim says, I missed 30 minutes.
Thank you.
About 20.
Robin come in and I sneezed. Sorry.
Here comes Robin. Yeah, you're going to like the last segment, Robin. Please keep listening.
My brother's watching. Amanda's watching. Kyle's watching. We got Rachel watching. So lots of people tuning in.
Yeah, lots of people tuning in. We'll scroll over to TikTok. We got over 2,000 likes there. So they're listening over there as well. Today is Joe Rogan's 57th birthday. Start, bench, cut these Joe Rogan gigs. UFC commentary, podcasting, or Fear Factor?
You start the Joe Rogan podcast. It's the best podcast out there for news, unusual things. I listen to him quite often. You never know what he's going to talk about. So I start that. I'm going to bench Fear Factor. It was kind of the beginning of the reality shows, and Fear Factor was just so different.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting UFC commentary because, truth be told, I didn't even realize Joe Rogan just doesn't.
You got the right order, man. The Joe Rogan podcast, you never know who's going to be on there, who's going to show up, what they're going to do, what they're going to say. I love his podcast. I'm going to bench Fear Factor. You know, that's where everybody knows Joe Rogan from, you know, in our age group.
Yeah. Well, we first got to know him anyway.
Yeah, we first got to know him anyway. And then I'm going to cut UFC. He was amazing calling UFC fights, don't get me wrong, but it's just the other two just hands and leaps and bounds better.
I didn't realize it was Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I'm going to start the podcast, and they're awesome. Very entertaining. To me, it's hands down. I love the unfiltered stuff. And oh, that's what we do here. I'm going to bench Fear Factor just for the nostalgia, however the hell you say that word.
Yeah.
I loved that show as a kid, and I'm going to cut UFC commentary, but it is very good.
It is very good.
If we ever have
he's
a
intense.
We have he's ever intense. Have a punishment that I had to stick my hand in a box of spiders, forget it.
William says G-Mac will be the starter before the season is over.
We'll wait and see on that.
Well,
I've got a hot take on that later.
Okay.
Josh says, go Vols. Glad y'all are back.
We're happy to be back.
Start, bench, cut number 3. Which position group are you most worried about this coming season? The quarterbacks, the wide receivers, or the offensive line?
Is that before or after the news from yesterday or today?
however you want to take it.
Man, mine's kind of a hot take. I'm going to go with the O-line, man. We're replacing a lot of starters on the offensive line, and one big one in Cooper Mays. There's a lot of question marks. We're going to be playing some young guys there. You know, they might be the real deal, but we'll find out. I'm going to bench the quarterback room because we've got three quarterbacks that are very capable of leading this team right now. From what we've seen, and I'm gonna cut the wide receiver room because we got talent all throughout that room.
Josh has the right order. The offensive line is the key to this offense right now. We're replacing Cooper Mays, as he just said. Satterwhite is supposedly gonna be starting at center. I hope he does well. We're starting a true freshman in David Sanders. I think the key to it may be Lance Hurd. We're paying him big money. He's going to have to prove that he's worth the big money.
It's still weird to say that.
It is, isn't it? It is.
But Robin Shelton says go Gators. SEC I'm champs, sure by the way.
SEC champs.
6-6.
Robin, you're going to love our last segment, so just hang around there.
I'm going to bench the quarterbacks because it's still an unknown right now, and I'm cutting our wide receivers. I think our wide receiver room is going to be decent, even with the news from yesterday.
Chase says Vanderbilt will win the SEC before Florida does.
I agree with that this year.
Man, I'm going to start the wide receivers. We're young. We're injured already. In trouble, some of them. There's not a lot of depth there, a lot of freshmen. So I'm going to start the wide receivers. I'm going to bench the quarterbacks. I think hype figures it out, though. Definitely a little nervous, a little anxious. And for the first time in a long time, I'm going to cut the offensive line. I'm not that worried about them.
I am.
There's a bunch of linemen who can play in different spots. They're actually giving Glenn Ellerbe some options instead of, just here's what you got. So
we was pretty rough on
him
last year.
My big fear is that center position.
We was very rough on him last year.
My big fear is that center position. It all starts right there.
So weird Cooper not getting an invite to the draft.
So
or
good. He was so wild.
It's weird. I wonder if they was worried about his injury issues, you know.
It's weird. Who will be quarterback week one? Jake Merklinger, George McIntyre, Joey Aguilar.
I'm going to start Joey. Experience alone. We'll see, but I'm going to start him for now. I'm going to bench G-Mac, and I'm going to cut Merklinger. He's just a freshman, you know. So.
I'm starting Joey Aguilar. I think we brought him here to be the starter. I think we're paying him good NIL money. You're replacing a quarterback that's not to be named anymore other than your dog. I'm gonna bitch G-Mac. I think, as you said earlier, we're going to see him some. We may see him in week one against Syracuse in some packages. And I'm going to cut Merklinger. I just don't think he's going to see the field unless we need him to right now.
William says Merck gets the start.
I'd be okay with it. If Merck is better than the other two, start him.
Tennessee Football 247 on YouTube says Vols by 50 against Syracuse.
I trust in Heupel to.
In Heupel we trust.
Yes.
Cody on TikTok says Joey Aguilar. Chris on TikTok says Joey Aguilar. 2,200 likes on there. We got some Ohio State trolls in there.
Living in the past.
Chris says Mark is going to transfer after this winter.
Tim sees my Adidas gear.
William says Mark's getting cut. My bad. Unless I've got two Williams on here. I'm going to start Drake Merklinger. I think he wins the job. I really do. I'm going to bench Joey Aguilar, but we might have a little 2021 flashbacks here. Does Hype start the wrong one?
See, that's what I'm curious about, man. You got practice quarterbacks and you got game ready quarterbacks. We'll see.
Tim says Spur with the Adidas gear already.
You noticed. I'm glad somebody did. We talked about it earlier already.
He's living that three-strap life over
here. I'm going to cut George McIntyre. But I think a scenario happens where George gets to start a game this year.
Very well could.
Injuries.
Something.
Again, we're going to need to see him with the ones, but he did look the best in the scrimmage as of yesterday. Which Tennessee home game are you most excited about? Georgia, Arkansas, or Oklahoma?
All the above.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm excited about Georgia. Mm-hmm. It's the first big home game of the year. It's a 3:30 start. We're going to be partying in the Vol Navy. That's a huge game. I think we'll be 2-0 coming into that. And Georgia will be 2-0. SEC Nation's going to be here, if not game day. So bring it on. I'm excited about Georgia. I'm going to bench Arkansas because I think it's a revenge game from last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm cutting Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma scares me some this year. They're going to be much more improved. I look forward to them coming to Neyland Stadium, but it's not quite the rival yet that Georgia or Arkansas is.
You got the right order right there, man. Georgia, that's early this year, early. Big, huge game. Gunnar Stockton gets to come into Neyland for his first big road opponent. You know. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited about that one. Arkansas, like you said, it's a revenge game. You know, they didn't get it. You know, we didn't play our best game down there. Simple as that. Defense played well enough to win down there. Offense didn't. And then I think we take care of Oklahoma, so I'm going to cut them.
Yeah, I'm going to start Georgia. Kirby has struggled early in the season lately. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I think getting them early is good for us, and I think we're going to be due, especially at home.
Yeah, they struggled with Kentucky early last year.
They did. I'm going to bench Arkansas for redemption purposes only. We got to redeem ourselves after last year. And I'm going to cut Oklahoma, which is stupid, but I am.
we think alike again, Vol Daddy.
Yeah.
Tim says Georgia. He's already got tickets. William says G-Mac is the future of the team at the quarterback position. He's an absolute stud. Phillip says he's excited for Arkansas. Austin Hensley says start Merck, get him ready. Get 2 to 3 great years out of him until Faison is ready.
I don't see it as a rebuilding year. There is no rebuilding years in college. You load up, you try to win now.
Play the best quarterback on the team, no matter freshman, whatever.
Yep.
Chase says our two losses this year will be Georgia and Alabama. We're going to go over each team's SEC schedule later in the show.
You're going to like my answer later, Chase.
I got wild. Fighting Falcon on TikTok says Oklahoma game is going to be more difficult than people think. It's definitely going to be difficult.
Yes.
Chris says Georgia's going to be a good game. I think we end the streak this year.
That'd be nice. We beat Georgia and Neyland Knoxville's rocking again.
Oh, it'll be a party for 3 days. And it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
We're at 2,400 likes on TikTok. We appreciate that very, very much. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Stick around. We got a commercial break. We still got a lot to do. We got the duel coming up next.
Ooh.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MVM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MVM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
Ohio State, there we go.
All right, we are back.
Had to get that out there again.
All right, we're back. It's getting close to football time, and we're here to help pass the time. No more Wednesday episodes for now. We'll be pumping them out on Sunday nights. We also plan to do some Friday shows, changing the days up, changing the sponsors up, also changing the segment orders up. Right now we have the Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, construction, high quality, guaranteed customer service, 865-399-3547. How the Duel works, for the ones who are new to listening to us, several questions will be asked, usually around five. Some are random. Some they know beforehand. They'll argue the answers the best of their ability. The winner gets that beautiful Vols Deep championship belt hanging on the wall and some bragging rights for the week. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners, so you'll vote in the comments for who the Duel winner is. We'll tally them up, and the rest is history. Spur is in the orange Adidas.
Got the Adidas on.
Josh is in the black Vols Deep. Give the law and order.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun. We need to plug that in.
Yeah, we should.
Are you ready?
Plug that in. 3,100 likes on TikTok, keep them coming in. Let me get
your votes.
Let me get something to tally these bad boys. Question number one. What should the thermostat be set to inside your home?
Whatever the dad sets it to, but 68 degrees, and if it's anything else, you're wrong. You're a psychopath if you like anything above 70. That's all I'm going to say.
You're weird. Because I put Whatever my significant other says it should be.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you don't want to fight that. You don't want to have that fight.
Oh, I'm going to have that fight every single time. I'm going to have that fight because I'm not going to be sweating.
I know better than to touch that thermostat whenever she's turned it down
or
turned it up.
As a man, if you let a woman touch your thermostat, there's something wrong with you.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, that being said, for me, it's 70 in the summertime and about 75 in the wintertime. So,
68 year round. Perfect.
Chase says 68 degrees. Vol Jesus says 74.
Ooh, 74.
That's, what is wrong with you?
That's hot.
My parents keep it about 86 year round.
He must be a smaller fella.
Must live in Alaska or something.
I know, in Sunbride. I walked in there in the middle of May, and I swear it was 94 degrees in their house. I'm like, what? They're running a fireplace.
Ain't no way.
It's 80 degrees outside. They got the fire on. I'm like,
Chase.
I'm not getting old anytime soon.
Chase says, here comes the females complaining.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said you let them decide.
Dirt Poor Homestead says as cold as it will go. Chris says 69. Guy's Own says 69. Paul Wilson says 67 to 68 year round.
See?
We're around
consistent.
We're knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like about 66, 68, somewhere around in there. Robin says 68 year round.
Can't believe I say this.
Tim says somebody. Denny said 70. And then somebody said freaking reptiles. Vol Jesus says he's 6'2", 308.
There we go.
And sweaty.
Yeah, 74 or so. Yeah, you're sweating.
Craig says Josh is correct. Is that a vote? Question two.
Say my name.
We ain't there yet.
Question two.
We don't even know what 2 and 3 are yet.
On a 12-hour flight, you have to sit in the middle seat. Who are you sitting by? Seat 1, Hendon Hooker and Josh Dobbs. Seat 2, Eric Berry and Coach Philip Fulmer. Ooh. Seat 3, Josh Heupel and Al Wilson. Number 4, Lane Kiffin and Peyton Manning. Mm. Or seat 5, Tony Vitello and Rick Barnes.
Wow, see, we didn't have this question, so we're going to...
Yeah, this is a random.
This is a... As great as all those are, man.
All right, I know my answer. I'm sitting next to Tony Vitello and Rick Barnes, and I tell you why.
No.
Tell you why. Because I guarantee you can spark
it would
a conversation.
Be funny.
You can spark up a conversation with both of those guys, and the amount of knowledge and the amount of pure joy for the sport that they coach would be second to none. You might sit next to
about Josh Heupel on Al Wilson, though.
But you may sit next to them, and they may not talk to you.
What about Hendon Hooker and Josh Dobbs, though?
That's my choice right there. I'm sitting next to Hooker and Dobbs.
We're about to talk about...
Now, I'll say this. Hendon does not say much
Hendon,
at all.
Hendon's quiet, and Barry. Josh Dobbs is a rocket
scientist. Maybe that's what you want on a 12-hour flight. So maybe you don't want to really talk at all.
And if Josh is sitting in the middle seat, they're all going to be pissed off at him because he's going to be taking up all three seats. So,
ain't that daggum big.
So...
Lane Kiffin and Peyton Manning would be entertaining.
Lane and Peyton.
They'd be fighting.
That'd be funny.
They'd fight. You know, I'd have to break up. I'd be right between them two. But I'm starting. I'm going with Coach Vitello and Coach Barnes.
I'm gonna go Hooker and Dobbs, man. You want to ask Dobbs about 2016 Georgia. You don't want to ask Hooker about 22 Alabama. You know, there's just so much recent. We're going to go recency bias again on that, you know.
I'm going to learn about baseball. I'm going to learn about Jesus with Tony Vitello and Rick Barnes.
That's what I was about to say. You're going to be partying with Tony and going to church with Rick.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Chase says seat 1 all day. Eric is going with seat 5, which is Tony and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
We got another number 1 from Sonny. Chase says he's always wanted to sit down with a hooker. Jimmy says, I'm taking seat 6 between Dooley and Butch so I can beat the out of them.
Peyton and Lane Kiffin would be pretty interesting, though.
That would be a fun one.
We got a number 5 for Vols for Life. Charles, you could talk basketball and baseball, and they both know football.
I have a feeling Lane Kiffin and Peyton Manning wouldn't be riding back there in the economy with us. They'd be up there in first class.
We got a few Barnes and Vitello votes. Question 3. Who's the most overrated coach in all of college football?
Ooh.
Brian Kelly. He he's won. Mm-hmm.
Not this year.
You don't think so? You think LSU's going to be much better?
We're going to talk about it in a minute.
I do.
Dierkowitz at Missouri. He's
that's fair.
I hate him. I can't stand him.
I can't stand him.
I think he's a pitiful coach. He had one good year, and they're going to be trash.
He's the wish version of Bush Jones.
He's exactly right. It's Dorkwitz at Missouri. No doubt about it in my mind.
But, I don't – Brian Kelly is cringe,
I don't
man.
Like Brian
Kelly. Oh, he is.
He done well at Notre Dame, but Notre Dame didn't play anybody.
I can't buy
it. And he's
Brian
come down
Kelly
here to a real conference. And I've got him doing decent this year too. But I just don't think he'll be there much longer.
Justin says, hey, guys, great to see you again. Thanks for listening.
Great to be here.
Chase says Deion Sanders.
We ain't talked about Deion yet.
He's winning at Colorado, so.
Yeah.
Tim says Shane Beamer. Eric says Muschamp. Robin Shelton says Lincoln Riley. I like that answer.
That's a very good answer.
I like that answer. We agree.
Tell you one that scares me. It's Brett Venables at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy says OP body at Missouri. I agree. Mm-hmm. Justin says Philip Fulmer.
Well, he's not coaching anymore, but.
Digging up in the past. Braylon says Mark Stoops.
That's a good answer.
John Gruden.
John Gruden.
We got another Deion. Let's see here. To the House Sports says, who's the next coach to Alabama?
Whew, that's a tough question.
We can talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, question four. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of Tennessee offense?
How many spots you giving us?
That's four.
Four
spots. Let's
get Peyton out of the way because we both have Peyton, I'm sure.
Tennessee offense, who is your Mount Rushmore?
I've got Peyton. I've got Travis Henry.
All right, now you got two. Now I'll get the second one.
All right, sorry.
So you took Travis Henry.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Gator Killer Travis Stevens. Never lost to Florida. Excellent running back. Runs a pretty good fantasy league. So Travis Stevens never lost to Florida. He's a Gator Killer. He goes on my Mount Rushmore.
Just for the love of the Vol, the orange, the tee, everything alone, I want Juwan Jennings up here.
All right. So you went receiver. I took the greatest wide receiver we've seen, Joey Kent. Goes on my Mount Rushmore as wide receiver.
I'm going to end it with Jason Witten.
That's a good one.
That's the greatest tight end to ever play here.
I ended it with a running back, but both for his playing time and coaching time, that's the great Johnny Majors. That's my Mount Rushmore. It's Peyton Manning, Joey Kent, Johnny Majors, and Travis Stevens.
Vol for Life Charles on TikTok says Manning, Lewis, Harper, Witten.
There's not a wrong answer to this because there's so many.
So give us your four again, Spur.
I got Peyton, Joey Kent, Johnny Majors, and Travis Stevens.
And Josh?
I got Peyton, I got Travis Henry, Juwan Jennings, and Jason Witten.
Jimmy says Peyton, Pickens, Kent, and Jamal Lewis.
There we go. I almost went with Pickens. I just don't remember Pickens playing. It's before my time.
Question five. Let's go one at a time. Who is your preseason top five teams in the country? So, Spur, you give your five, your number five.
Okay.
Josh, five, four, four, three, right. Three, and so on.
My number five team in the country is Ohio State. They're coming off of a national championship, but roster turnover is going to be hard to overcome, so I got them at number five.
I'm going to go Penn State. I think they're always going to be good defensively. And if James Franklin can get over that hump, I think they could be dangerous this year.
My number four team is Clemson. I think Dabo has it figured out some. They'll be better again, and they're an easy conference to stay right around the top five all year long.
That's one I'm going to have to agree with. That's where I've got Clemson at, is number four.
My number three team is Penn State. It's now or never for James Franklin. If he doesn't win it this year, you might as well – cut ties, Coleman. It's never going to happen.
He got a vote for most overrated coach.
There is the deepest they could be right
he's
now.
He's what, like 1-10 versus top 10 teams? Yeah,
the
something?
Only team he's beat, I think, is Ohio State one time.
Yeah, it's this year or never for Penn State.
My number three team is Georgia. Kirby's going to have another loaded roster. If Gunnar Stockton's any good, they're going to be right up there in the national championship contender.
I got Georgia at number two because they're Georgia.
Number two, I got Texas. I think Arch Manning might be the real deal.
And my number one team in the country, horns down, But it's Texas. They're just loaded all the way around, and they got a Manning starting at quarterback and money to back them up.
Number one, I've got Ohio State. As much as I hate to say it, they're the reigning national champions, man. You're it until you're not.
They're not in anymore. It's a new season. It's a new season.
Still reigning.
Eric says Texas, Ohio University, UGA, Penn State, Clemson. I like the Clemson folks. I think they are sneaky good.
I think they're sneaky good, too.
Jimmy says Texas, Ohio State, Georgia, Notre Dame, Penn State is his top five. That is on Facebook. Go over to TikTok. Charles says Alabama is five, Ohio State is four, Georgia three, Penn State two, one Texas. Let's see. I guess Miami's number – sorry, I was going to read yours, Timothy, but I'm kind of confused. Casey says LSU's about to beat the dog piss out of Clemson. Well, LSU's 0-5 in their last five openers, so I wouldn't be too confident.
And they have to go to Clemson. So.
Yep.
We're about to talk about that in a minute.
The last dual question.
Oh, there's another one.
Which preseason top 10 team in the coaches poll will finish outside of the top 25 this season? I'll help you out. Preseason coaches poll is 1 Texas, 2 Ohio State, 3 Penn State, 4 Georgia, 5 Notre Dame, 6 Clemson, 7 Oregon, 8 Alabama, 9 LSU, 10 Miami. So which of them will finish outside of the top 25?
Hard for me to say this again because I still think he's unproven. And I think the roster's great. But I'm going with Alabama again. I think Alabama, they're still turning everything over for Nick Saban. Uh-huh. They're still trying to figure things out. They're going to lose 2-3, maybe 4 games. And if they lose 2 or 3 in a row, they may drop all the way out of the top 25. So I can't believe I'm saying that. But I'm going with Alabama.
It's hard not to agree with you there, but I'm going to go Notre Dame. I think they take a step back after last year.
Who do they play? Nobody?
They play a couple of SEC schools. Probably lower end. But I just – something tells me that Notre Dame ain't going to have it this year. And I could be dead wrong. You took them to go all the way to the national championship game last year. I think it was you or Ball Daddy won. I don't remember.
Notre Dame, I took them.
Yeah,
I took them. Josh Hicks has Alabama.
Yep, I agree.
Sonny says LSU. Ooh.
Bless you.
Eric says Miami or Bama. I like the Bama pick.
Mm-hmm.
LSU from Justin. LSU from Denny. Over to TikTok, 3,300 likes on there. Somebody says no way Alabama is loaded. We got a bunch of Miamis and a bunch of Alabamas.
You're going to tell me that they actually trust Ty Simpson. They're saying that they trust him. I don't think they do.
I don't think they know what they've got.
They got Ryan Williams. He's not 17 anymore, so we don't have to hear that all year again.
All right, let us know in the comments who you believe won the duel. We'll tally up the votes. We want to hear
me.
From you. We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. Please share it out for us. Let's get as many people in here as possible. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with our segment, One Word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep Podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
Boys. All right, we're back, Arnold style. Season 3, Episode 1 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're fired up to be here. We're glad you are listening. TikTok is booming. We're tied up between Spur and Josh, so let us know. We need some votes. Let's see who won the duel. We're going to play one of my personal favorites. We started it probably halfway through the season last year. It's called One Word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Frank is the man. It's simple as that. I spend a lot of money in there, whether I'm buying new mowers, weed eater string, just oil maintenance stuff. It don't matter. That's where I'm going. I refuse to go anywhere else. So we're glad to have Frank's Fix-It Shop on board, and we'll tell you more about them as the season goes on. How One Word works, for the ones who are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, a state, phrase, whatever, will describe that thing using only one word. This works even better during season because we can pick on the team, the state, the city, the area, the fans that we are playing that week. But it's always fun. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
2025 Tennessee football team.
Defense.
Unknown.
I'm going to go overachievers.
I hope so.
I hope to. Boo Carter.
Kid.
Important.
I'm going to go threesome. Because he's going to be playing offense, defense, and special teams.
Okay. Not where I thought you was going with that one.
Yeah. I ain't throwing no more dirt on his name. Too many death threats down in down in the south part of Tennessee. This year's SEC champion.
Texas.
Texas.
Since you all went to Texas, I'm going to go LSU.
Bless you.
I just don't see it, man. Just don't see it.
I'm going to go LSU. Joey Aguilar.
Starter.
I'm going to go fearless. He throws that rock.
I'm going to go adversity. The last, however, you know, 3 or 4 months have just been insane for Joey Aguilar. From Appalachian State all the way to L.A. and back in Appalachian. You know, it's
– I'm sure he's happy being home.
I'm going to go adversity for him. The Hulkster, Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
Brother.
R.I.P.
Both y'all going brother?
I'm going to think of another one now. That brother wrote down.
I'm going to go Roids.
I will go 22s.
Pythons.
I'm going to go Scandals. Just way too many.
Had a lot.
Tarnished.
Definitely hurt him.
Yeah.
Definitely hurt him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Electrifying.
Liberal.
I'm going to go ballers because I'm in the middle of watching that that whole, what do you call it? I don't know. Series, I guess.
Like a docu-series type thing.
Neyland Stadium.
Home.
Damn it.
It's home.
Damn it.
It's home. It could be nothing else.
Yep. Unmatched.
How about this? Heaven.
Ooh. On earth. Yeah, I'm going to go unmatched. Eric Church. Chief.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Pop Country.
Oh, come on.
What?
You've never been to an Eric Church.
That's right. You got to have one word.
Yeah. Well, then just go country.
Jack. He likes his Jack Daniels.
This year's national champion.
SEC. Just leaving it at that.
Texas.
Mm.
I hate it. I hate it.
This hurts so bad. Ohio.
Oh, you think they repeat?
I do. Hard to beat that roster.
It is.
Wish we had that money to have our own roster like that. Ozzy Osbourne.
Party.
Icon.
Sharon.
Bat.
Yeah, bat. I had bat.
Yeah.
I had I. Orange Shield Insurance.
Protection.
Dependable.
I'm going to go Gerber because he's the Gerber knife, man. He can do it all. He's just a big multi-tool. Love.
Hurts.
Dibs.
I thought Spur would say wins.
No. Dibs.
Dibs.
Football. I'm going to go football. Let's hit the comment box, see what everybody else thinks. Spur got some. Okay, I believe you've won the duel, Spur. All
right. Yay. I'll leave it there.
I believe you've won the duel. TikTok is on fire right now. It must suck knowing you'll never be in the national championship. Go Dogs. We have more than Georgia does. Let us know when you start counting on that second hand. John says Ohio State or Texas August 30th. We're going to go over a little bit of that.
Here in just a minute.
In just a minute. Are Vol fans scared of Syracuse week one? Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
I didn't even know they had a football team.
John says I hope Texas wins the Natty.
We're more worried about who's going to be our quarterback than the team we're playing against. That's being honest. I shouldn't say that, but it is what it is.
This ain't the Syracuse from last year. Syracuse actually had a decent team last year. They lost a lot.
I will say this. I think it's going to be close.
I don't.
Because we got a lot of figuring out to do.
What is it, 11.5 right now? I believe it is.
I think it's going to be sloppy.
Yeah.
I do.
Definitely going to be sloppy. I don't know what they can score against us.
All right, that was one word sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Excited to have them on board. Can't wait to tell you more about them. We're going to be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up as well, so make sure you stick around for that. Got a trivia question with a gift card from our great friends at Hound Dog. So stick around to these commercials, and we'll be right back. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
Back. And we are back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. MBM Heating and Air, our brand new sponsor, is sponsoring our Keys to the Game segment. obviously there is no game this week, but we're going to make the best of it and we're going to have some fun here. Let's predict each team's SEC record. We'll go in alphabetical order.
SEC record. I've done overall record, just so you know.
Oh, that's what I meant, Spire.
Okay.
Yeah.
You scared me.
I was like, uh-oh.
I better go back to my notes.
Yeah, I meant to say let's predict just every SEC team's record. So we'll go in alphabetical order. Let's start with the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I got Alabama going 10-2 with losses to Georgia and South Carolina. That's right. South Carolina beats Alabama. They play in South Carolina this year, and they're tough to play there. That's an upset.
I got Alabama going 10-2 with losses to South Carolina and LSU.
I think they start off 3-0. I think they take an L in Athens. Vandy comes to T-Town. Better watch out for that. But, no, I think the Elephants take care of their brand-new rival, Vanderbilt. Yeah. the third Saturday in October happens. Hypo has been very good against Alabama, and he's been good in Tuscaloosa. Yes. So give me the Vols to win in Tuscaloosa.
Love it.
I have LSU beating Alabama. I think Alabama finishes 9-3.
Okay.
With losses, again, to Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU. The Arkansas Razorbacks.
I got them going 4-8 with their only SEC win coming against Mississippi State.
I got them going 5-7 with losses to Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Tennessee, A&M, Auburn, LSU, and Texas. Guys, we talk about Florida's tough schedule. Arkansas has a killer schedule as well.
It's very true.
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
We just cut off on TikTok, dang it. I think Ole Miss takes Arkansas down.
Yeah.
Give me Arkansas to upset Notre Dame, though. That's what Arkansas does.
They're going to get
they done
one.
It to us last year.
They're going to get one they're not supposed to. But I just
the Vols get redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M, I think they get the dub versus. I think Texas A&M beats Arkansas. I think LSU and Texas beat Arkansas. I got the Hogs going 7-5.
I just don't see them above 500, man. That's a rough schedule.
Oh, it's rough. It's definitely rough. What about the Auburn Tigers?
I got them going 7-5 with losses to A&M, Georgia, Missouri, and let's see.
Bama, last game of the year?
Bama, yeah.
I'm going to go in 8-4, losing to Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Bama.
Did you get TikTok back?
I did not. You can go try to get TikTok back. We'll keep going.
Will you pull it down for me, and then I'll do
And I've got them losing to Vandy, too. Sorry. I just seen that.
Man, I think Auburn starts 3-0. I think Oklahoma beats them. I think Texas A&M, Georgia, Arkansas, Bama beat Hugh Freeze. I think Auburn goes 7-5, and I think Hugh Freeze gets fired.
I can see that happening.
Sorry, trying to start. There you go. We have to make a timer on that hour mark. How about the Florida Gators?
I got them going 7-5. Losses to LSU, Texas A&M, Texas, Georgia, and Ole Miss.
Come on, Josh. They're 6-6. They're losing to LSU. They're losing to Miami. They're losing to Texas. They're losing to Georgia. They're losing to Ole Miss. And they're losing November 22nd to Tennessee.
We're at the swamp, man. I'm never going to say we're going to win that game.
I hope Robin's in here listening right
they're,
now.
They're in. It's at the end of the year. They're going to be decimated.
I hope so. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't know. We ain't won there since 2003.
give me Alex Golish and the University of South Florida to beat Florida.
I'd love that.
I'm going to repeat that. Give me Alex Golish and the University of South Florida to beat Florida. LSU beats Florida. Miami beats Florida. Texas beats Florida. Texas A&M beats Florida. Georgia beats Florida. Ole Miss beats Florida. Tennessee beats Florida. And listen, DJ Lagway is already hurt. Give me Tennessee versus former Tennessee quarterback Harrison Bailey in the Swamp. In the Swamp. Bye-bye, Sunbelt Billy. You're going 4-8 this year.
Let me ask you something. With that prediction, is Alex Golish the next coach at Florida?
Ooh. Don't ruin that. Do not ruin that because I do not want that.
Oh,
I love Alex Golish.
I love him to death.
I guess Robin got scared.
He knows what's about to happen.
Is it that or he's shaking trying to top something up right now?
He's so mad at you right now.
Yeah. He's cleaning the carpet somewhere.
Mm. I'll lock that. The Georgia Bulldogs.
12-0.
11-1. They lose September 13th at Neyland.
That's it.
I like the way their schedule lines up, except for early in the year right there. Gunnar Stockton ain't ready for 102,000 crazy people.
Mm. I think Bama beats Georgia. I think Tennessee beats Georgia. Mm. They get them early. Road game for the puppies. But Georgia, they own Texas.
They do.
But give me an upset in there. I think Georgia Tech finally puts the nail in the coffin. They've been so close.
Does Georgia Tech still had that quarterback?
They've been
last
so
year?
Close. They do.
It was good.
They do.
What's his name?
Because I wanted him. I wanted him in the portal. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs going 10-2. The Kentucky Wildcats.
The Mildcats. I've got them going 3-9. With zero SEC wins.
I think we have the same thing.
I just don't see them. Their schedule's pretty rough, too. Let's see here.
I got losing to Ole Miss, South Carolina.
The TikTok chat is back up, Tim.
Tennessee,
sorry.
Auburn, Florida, Vandy, and Louisville. They're the worst team in the conference.
Yeah, I've got Kentucky losing to Ole Miss, USC Junior, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Auburn, Florida, Vandy, and Louisville. Again, I've been crazy, but Mark Stoops goes 3-9,
and he's fired midseason.
I don't think he's fired.
He probably won't.
I don't think he's fired. I think the only games they win are Toledo, Eastern Michigan, and Tennessee Tech.
That Toledo one's not easy.
And that Toledo one's not a give. Tennessee Tech ain't give me.
Chase says Kentucky's family tree has more branches than they will have wins this year. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. The TikTok's finally hitting again. We had some technical difficulties there.
Times us out after an hour.
It does. It screws us over an hour.
They don't like us. They hate us because they hate us.
They pay for that premium soon.
The LSU Tigers. Give me your win predictions, upsets, whatever you got.
I've
got
to go 9-3 where a loss is being Clemson, Alabama, and Oklahoma.
I've got the same record. I've got them losing to Clemson, Ole Miss, and hear me out, Vandy.
Wow.
Vandy. Vandy's going to get one this year, it ain't going to be at Neyland.
No, it's not going to be that. Usually I always pull for Vandy a little bit for the, but not anymore.
Not with Pavi.
Pavi has totally ruined that for me. LSU, though, they are 0-5 in their last five season openers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that continues.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clemson beats them. But I think after that, they run the table. 11-1 for the Cajuns.
I think, why?
I just don't believe in him yet.
No. I mean, you could be right, and I hate that.
They're talented.
Great quarterback. good receivers. There's a lot of talent.
There's a lot of talent there, but he mishandles talent.
I agree. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that.
Look at all the talent he's had come through Notre Dame. I mean, just a few years that he's been at LSU, just what he's done with it. He's not done anything.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs.
4-8.
4-8. They're what happened with Mike Leach, man, is going to set them back for years.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I think they'll be a little more competitive this year. I just don't see them doing a whole lot, though, man.
The poor Cowbells, man.
Yeah, I know it. I'd like to go see them there. I'd like to go to that game.
Tennessee's bad on the road. You never know.
That game scares me because of how we play on the road sometimes. But
I think Arizona State beats them. Tennessee beats them. Texas A&M beats them. Florida, Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Missouri, Ole Miss all beat Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State goes 3-9.
Woo.
What about the Fighting Dorquitzes, the Missouri Tigers?
I got them going 6-6 this year. I don't know how they're still ranked if they are, but South Carolina's beating them, Bama's beating them, Auburn's beating them, Vandy's beating them, Texas A&M's beating them, and Oklahoma's beating them.
I got them going 9-3, man.
What?
I got them losing to Oklahoma, Bama, and South Carolina.
Give me Kansas to upset Missouri.
I can see that.
South Carolina wins. Bama wins. Auburn beats them. I think Texas A&M beats them. Oklahoma beats them. Arkansas beats them. Hell with Eli Dorquitz, 5-7 for Missouri Tigers.
I like it. I like it. Stand on business, I hope Eli. I'm wrong on this. But
stand on business. Oklahoma Sooners, what are they going to do this year?
5-7. The only SEC win is against Missouri.
I think Oklahoma's going to be a lot better this year. They still have
the
a
media
very,
thinks so.
They got a very tough schedule. I'm going to go in 7-5, losing to Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Bama.
Yeah, I just.
I'm glad we have them at home this year. I would not want to go to Oklahoma this year.
They're going
to
have a good defense.
Yeah,
they're going to have a great defense. I just don't know offensively if they have anything for it.
The Michigan game is going to be good. I think Oklahoma pulls it out. I think they beat Auburn. I think Texas beats Oklahoma. I think South Carolina is going to beat Oklahoma. South Carolina is sneaky good this year.
They are.
I do think Oklahoma is going to beat Ole Miss. They're going to lose to Tennessee. They're going to lose to Alabama. They're going to lose to LSU. Give me 7-5 for Oklahoma.
They could easily go 7-5. I think I had them losing to Michigan, too. So,
How about the Ole Miss Rebels? Big Lane.
We ain't talking about Ole Miss a lot. Nobody has, really.
They've been quiet, and I don't like that.
Ten and two, losing to LSU and Georgia.
I got them playoffs. I got them going 11-1, losing to Georgia and making the playoffs.
I think this is going to be another year where Lane Kiffin underachieves a little bit. I think they lose to LSU. I think they lose to Georgia. Man, give me Oklahoma to beat them. 9-3 for Lane Kiffin. They lose a lot.
They do, but they still got talent there, man. They got a lot of talent there.
South Carolina Gamecocks, the Fighting Beamers.
The Fighting Beamers. I can't stand that prick.
Beamer Cox.
I got them going 8-4. Middle of the pack. Losses to LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, and Clemson.
I got them going 9-3, losing to LSU, Ole Miss, and Clemson. I think it'll be pretty good this year.
I think they win at Virginia Tech. They beat Vanderbilt. I think LSU beats them. Alabama beats them. Texas A&M beats them. And I think Clemson gets them back. I think 8-4, just average Beamer year. Kentucky fan says Ole Miss 11-1? ? We've got a guy named Bryce, and he says he's putting money on the table to Alabama. We'll go 12-0. Well, send me a message, and we'll put some money on the table. Yeah. I will take that bet.
I'll take that bet too.
Who's going 12-0?
Bama.
No. Michael says Mizzou don't go on the road till the middle of October. They've kind of had it made. Didn't they have an easy schedule last year?
Yeah. It's the same schedule, just flip-flopped.
Tim says Spanky done flipped to a Gators fan. Yep.
Probably.
Me and Spanky are rivals now. Going down Saturday.
That team you're playing is Spanky's team?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Spanky's team.
Going down.
Hang 60 on if you can.
He said 100.
He said 100? I'll do 100.
No, you're going to hang 100 on Spanky's
team. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 200. I was hoping that guy was going to bet me. The Tennessee Volunteers. Let's get wild. Y'all don't have to, but I'm going to get very stupid.
Well, the homer in me says 15-0 national champions. But, you know, the realist in me says 10-2, and we lose to Bama on the road and at the Swamp yet again.
I got us going 10-2, losing to Georgia and Bama.
I think we got a close one versus Syracuse. But I think after that, we get it rolling. Already said it. I think Tennessee wins at Bama. Redemption versus Arkansas. I think we end the streak in Gainesville versus Harrison Bailey, ex-Tennessee quarterback. UAB sucks. ETSU sucks. Kentucky, we're going to destroy them. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma don't stand a chance. New Mexico State is horrible. Mississippi State sucks. Hell, 12-0 Vols.
I don't know what I'd do if we were 12-0. I don't know what I would do if we were 12-0. I'd do some pretty crazy things. I'd jump in that river probably.
Finally. It's not that bad.
Might get a tattoo.
Hey.
Need to anyway.
Same as 1998, man. Open versus Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off a 10-2 season.
Yeah, it was a close game against Syracuse that
year, too.
Kicked
a field goal to win.
The focus is on defense. Coming off a postseason blowout to the big
quarterback.
To a Big Ten team.
Lost a five-star quarterback year before. Fans are already doubting them. 12-0, baby. Feels like 98.
Hope you're right.
Don't get me fired up here.
You're going to get me ready.
I'm trying not to get too fired up yet.
Feels like 98, baby. The Texas A&M, what? Aggies.
They're going 8-4.
What do they do?
Losing to Northern Dame, LSU,
I don't know.
South Carolina, and Texas. Yeah.
The cult thing, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Go be part of their Rebel
Yell. You said 9-3.
No, 8-4.
8-4. Who'd you have them losing to?
Notre Dame, LSU, South Carolina, and Texas.
I got them actually I'm going 9-3 with losses to LSU, Notre Dame, and Texas.
I think they beat Notre Dame. Texas A&M's going to be sneaky good, I feel like. I think they beat Florida. LSU beats them because I've got to stick to my guns here. I think Texas beats them. The schedule's actually very favorable. I got Texas A&M going 10-2.
All right. Hey, the guy's wanting to bet for Alabama better put his money up where his mouth is.
What'd he say?
There's a lot of people wanting to take him up on that bet.
Yeah, I would probably put down whatever he wanted to put down.
Oh, absolutely. Sign over the deed to my house, whatever.
Texas University at Austin Longhorns.
Horns down.
Horns down, 11-1. They lose to Georgia.
I've got them going 10-2, losing to Ohio State and Georgia.
We've heard Arch say it first. He's not done anything yet. Mm-hmm. So he don't understand the hype. I think they lose to Ohio State. They play three community colleges after that. I think they beat Florida. They beat Oklahoma, Kentucky, Mississippi State. Very easy schedule. SEC gives them powder puffs. Give me Vanderbilt to upset.
All right. That's the one.
The Texas Shorthorns. Georgia beats Texas 9-3. 9-3. Missed the playoffs.
I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Sark goes on another cocaine, alcohol bender.
Mm-hmm.
Prexacar, give it to me.
And then headline next year is Lane Kiffin's new head coach at Texas University.
Yeah.
Alex Golish.
Don't scare us.
That oil money's hard to compete with, boys.
Yeah.
Alex
Golish. The Vanderbilt Commodores.
I actually have them getting bowl eligible, going 6-6 with losses to Virginia Tech, South Carolina, Bama, Missouri, Texas, and Daddy.
I got them going 6-6, losing to South Carolina, Alabama, LSU, Texas, Auburn, and Tennessee. But you know what? It'll be a successful season in Nashville because they'll be bowl eligible. They'll go to the Music City Bowl and play right there in Nashville. Congratulations, man. You get to go next door.
We've got a lot of Kentucky fans in the TikTok chat.
They have fans for football?
They're so excited to hear. That's another Kroger first down.
Kroger.
Everybody pulls out their Kroger card.
Swap your Kroger card. Vanderbilt, I think they lose to USC Junior. They lose to Alabama. They lose to LSU. I think they lose to Auburn, lose to Tennessee. Let's go like 6-6 for Vandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got – who did I have them upsetting?
I predict Diego Pavier does not make it through the season.
I have
– he's just putting a target on his back.
Yeah, he's going to be headhunted, man.
The way he's acting.
I do have him getting that one upset against LSU. I think they do it. I think Bama hangs as many as they want to on this year, though.
The Tactical Taco says he went to Ohio State and actually got along with Tennessee fans before the game. We're a great group to host.
The Tactical Taco.
The Tactical Taco.
What a name.
Hey, we showed you all how to tailgate, that's for sure.
I ate a bunch of tacos. Taco, I paid for it this morning. Off topic. All right. Big shout out to MBM Heating and Air. Big thanks to Reagan and Karen Williams. Fired up to have you on board. MBM Heating and Air. We're going to be right back with a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. Stick around. We have a trivia question coming up, and let's win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs. We should have punishments. That got me off. We're going to have them soon. We'll be back. Stick around.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today. All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. I can't wait to get in full swing for our pick'ems and our punishments. It's probably the most entertaining part of the show. But tonight we're going to do a trivia question. The first one to answer, y'all monitor Facebook, I'll monitor TikTok. The first one to answer will receive a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs Knoxville. Are we ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Which former Tennessee wide receiver is the only one to have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons?
All right. Former Tennessee wide receiver go back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. First person to send us an answer will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs.
It's not James Banks. It's not Price.
I'm still waiting on comments on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're a little bit behind here.
Jonathan
says, it's
not
Stanley Morgan. It's not Peerless Price.
Jonathan Cannon says Justin Hunter.
Nope. Not Copeland.
I'm not getting...
It's not Jalen Hyatt.
Robert Beecham?
Nope. Robert Beaches?
Beaches, yeah.
Nope, not him either.
I knew what you meant, Jared.
Nope, not Patterson. Not Pickens.
Who's all going to Atlanta in a couple weeks?
Not Larry Sievers.
I'll be there.
Not Alvin Harper.
I'll be there.
Kent, Donald Dixon. Donald Dixon.
Donald Dixon? Is it Joey Kent?
Joey Kent.
You should have listened to me earlier because I gave you that hint.
Donald Dixon, send me a message right now, and I'll get your address, and I will get that in the mail to you. $25 gift card to Hound Dogs. You can use that online or in store, whatever you prefer to do. Thank you all so much for listening and watching us. We're fired up to be back. We'll see you next week, God willing.
Y'all like these Sunday shows better than Wednesday? Because... That's when we'll be.
Yeah, we're going to try to do Sunday shoes. Yep,
Sunday shoes.
Got my Sunday best right now. and then we're going to try to do Friday shows before the games on Saturday, especially the big games. So if Little League works out, we might try to do Saturday shows. We'll see.
We're back.
We are back. You can rewatch this on YouTube and Facebook as always. Our podcast will stream on all audio formats. Go Vols, baby.
Go Vols. We're back.